News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, in a landmark case, it has been ruled that personal injuries award guidelines established by judges will now be enforceable. This may result, we hope, in premium reduction, saving policyholders some money. Certainly insurers coming under pressure from government and business lobby groups to cut premiums after that ruling yesterday. We're joined by Brian Hanley, CEO of the Alliance for Insurance Reform. Brian, just it's in layman's language, explain to us what happened yesterday and its significance.
Well, so the judicial guidelines, which were under consideration by the Supreme Court, were introduced in March 2021 to replace what was the Book of Quantum, which had was used to assess the or assist in the assessment of awards in personal injury cases. And the new guidelines that came in provided much greater specificity in terms of the injuries and the awards, providing for greater consistency in awards. And it also provided for, whilst ensuring people were appropriately compensated, had the desirable effect of reducing awards in personal injury cases, bringing them more into line with those awarded in other countries. In fact, the guidelines had yielded a reduction in the size of awards of some 41% at the Injuries Resolution Board, where cases were settled there. And so it was definitely a key pillar of the government's insurance reform agenda for the country. What happened then? Sorry, yes,
continue on.
I think yesterday's decision, finding the guidelines to be constitutional, is a very important decision. It means that those which were, you know, these guidelines which were so important in moderating the size of personal injury awards and providing for a more predictable and consistent approach to personal injury claim awards, all of which, by the way, should lead directly to premium reductions, have been validated. Now, there will be some future amendments to underpinning legislation which will ultimately be required. But the big picture, the constitutionality of the guidelines, the decision is very welcome indeed from the Supreme Court. And I would say the insurers have said that the uncertainty caused by the Delaney case, the decision around the guidelines, has been a big factor in limiting their ability to reduce premiums based on the guidelines.
Yeah, I suppose in Edmonton they would say that, wouldn't they? I mean, they're going to come under pressure now to reduce premiums. Will that actually happen?
Well, I think we should start seeing the benefit of yesterday's decision immediately. I mean, there's really no excuse now for insurers not to start passing on the savings. For example, any additional financial provision they might have made in case the guidelines were found to be unconstitutional no longer exists, as well as any future savings the guidelines will create from the reduced awards, bringing them more into line with those in other countries. And I think it's important that they're shared across society for businesses and sports and arts, community and voluntary groups that really can't afford to wait any longer. And as well as that, I mean, this comes in very quickly after a central bank report last week, which found that insurer profits had increased in 12 months in 2022 by some 55% at a time when they were imposing an average 8% premium increase on liability holders. And I think the government needs to do more now to address this unfairness. And I did note in their statement yesterday, calling on insurers, saying they have a responsibility to reflect developments yesterday in their premiums. And we certainly urge them to do so without any delay.
Yeah. Will it happen, do you think? And if so, I mean, how much should premiums come down by based on the ruling?
Well, I think one only has to look at that very same report I mentioned yesterday to see the disparity in terms of insurance premiums and the increases that have been imposed on different types of businesses. So, for example, in the 2022 report, it showed by the central bank, it showed that businesses in the food and accommodation sector experienced a 24% increase in their premiums between 2020 and 2022, just in 3 years alone. Human health and social services saw an increase of 22% in those 3 years. And these sectors, as well as transport, arts, entertainment and recreation, have all been adversely affected by extremely high increases in recent years. So there's a long way to go to bring them back at a time as well when the cost of business is so high right across the country.
Could we see premiums coming down by that kind of level?
I think we should, with all the reforms. Bear in mind, this is coming in the context of a whole range of reforms. The judicial guidelines being a central plank, but we also now have had the introduction of the duty of care guidelines last year, which will reduce the number of cases likely in the pipeline as people are required to take more personal responsibility for their actions. We've seen reforms of what was PIAB and is now the Injuries Resolution Board, and we definitely need to see more cases settled there, because it will do it will go a long way to reducing the legal costs associated with settling these claims, because we saw in a 2022 report that there was 163 million in compensation awards paid out, but a further 97 million added on in legal fees. So this is something that needs to be addressed too.
Brian Hanley, CEO of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Kira, it's interesting, I was just reading Mary Callanan's piece in the Irish Times today. She's saying the significance of the outcome of the personal injuries case taken yesterday was evident from the number of lawyers who crowded into the Supreme Court yesterday as the seven judges delivered their judgment. Hopefully it will lead to a reduction.
Oh,
in
I hope so, because I think it's not just about the cost of premiums. It's the fact that so many things here we're not able to do because you can't get insurance because of the cost of premiums.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.